The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Let's try that again. Good morning, everyone. Perfect. I was trying to hear that. Hi, for those who don't know me, I'm Deacon Joseph, and that's Father Andrew. And so today, I'll be sharing the good news with you. Today, from our gospel, we heard the 12 names of the apostles. Who knows from memory all the names of the apostles? Who could name at least one? Awesome. Me too. I can't name all of them by memory, but I try to. But today, in our gospel, we hear Jesus calling the 12, each by name, to follow him. And today, that message also is same thing, it applies to us today. Because Jesus is calling each and one of you by name to follow him. And also, Jesus, as you can see, we could see Jesus giving them a mission. And that mission is that he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. We don't have that kind of power to do, but at the same time, we're given that mission, different mission, to at least to go out, share the good news of Jesus Christ. And to follow Jesus Christ, it might be a little bit difficult because there are things that prevent us from following Jesus. And we see in our first reading how there is David and Saul. And at that time, we see in them going into an argument, having conflict with one another. And in our lives, we also see that conflict, right? Raise your hand if you ever had a time where you fought with your best friend. And in that time, in that feeling, it feels very bad, doesn't it? And it makes you want to just be angry and frustrated. But then, at that time, we trust in Jesus to show us, give us the ability to forgive. As we see in the first reading, how David, at the time of the conflict, he told Saul that, I forgive you at this time. And we, each of us, have to learn that lesson from Jesus, learning to forgive, give mercy to one another. It might be difficult, but we try and try again. And I remember when I was younger, there was a time when my class was doing show and tell. And then we're each to bring our own show and tell and then show it to the class. And at that time, for myself, I remember this gift I got from my grandpa, which was a coin from South Korea. And I was very proud of it and really wanted to share it with everyone. And hopefully when I take it to my class, everyone will be amazed. And then they're going to praise me and going, wow, and that's the best show and tell ever. But then came the day of the show and tell. Right before me, someone else also had the same idea and brought that coin, but from a different country. And I thought to myself, oh man, his show and tell was too amazing. Maybe I shouldn't show my show and tell. And as in my mind while sitting and waiting, I started to think negatively, think bad things about that person who went in front of me and did that show and tell. And then at that time, I prayed to Jesus, Jesus, give me the courage to at least show the item that I brought so that everyone could enjoy. And then that gave me courage and it allowed me to forgive the other person who went before me and taking my thunder and taking my honor of showing before me something amazing to the class. And then when I did, and luckily, everyone was also amazed because they never heard the country that of South Korea, and then was amazed about how different the currency is in that country. And then, so with that, each of us, when we're following Jesus, we need to trust him and ask him for the courage, and then he'll give it to you. But then at the same time, we're asked to forgive one another, be like Jesus, little by little. And our gospel, if we think about all the disciples that are there, what are the feelings that they felt when Jesus called them? Because they might feel a little bit scared, or like looking at the other disciples, they might have felt that the other person is better than them. But at that time, each of us are asked to trust in God because God will use our unique gifts. And each of us have that special gift that only we have. And we're asked to share that while we're following Jesus. So, okay, brothers and sisters, at this time, who believes in Jesus and who trusts him? All right, so let us pray today to continue to trust in God. And at this Mass, as you'll see soon, when Father raises up the host, at that time, I challenge you to ask God to give you that courage, the trust, and try to listen to Jesus at that time, because he's giving you a mission at that time. So listen to that and see what Jesus has to say.